This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. Devastated by wind-driven wildfires that have killed more than 50 people, just about destroyed a historic city in West Maui, Hawaiian officials offered this update.
What we saw was the utter devastation of Lahaina. We walked from end to end today as a team. What we saw was likely the largest natural disaster in Hawaii state history.
That is Hawaii's Governor Josh Green. This is Maui County Police Chief John Pelletier.
We don't know how many people we have dead. When this is all said and done, we just don't know.
Their latest estimate is 53. CBS News correspondent Jonathan Vigliotti is on Maui.
People getting in helicopters used for tours to bring food into places and to get evacuees out. The military is also on the scene, assisting with the search and rescue on the ground. Sources tell us that there are hundreds of homes and all of the wreckage that has yet to be sifted through. So it really is a race against the clock.
Five Americans of Iranian background who have been jailed there have now been transferred from prison to home arrest, part of a complex deal the U.S. is trying to work out for their release, Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
This is just the beginning of a process that I hope and expect will lead to their return home to the United States.
The deal being worked on would involve Iran gaining access to funds frozen by the U.S., but with limits on what they could be used for. The Centers for Disease Control reports something like a suicide epidemic.
The CDC estimates about 49,500 people took their lives last year. Available data suggests suicides are more common in the U.S. now than at any time since 1941. The American Foundation for Suicide Prevention says a main driver of the increase is the growing availability of guns. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
A 17-year-old has been indicted on a hate crime murder charge in the fatal New York City stabbing of dancer O'Shea Sibley. CBS's Michael George reports.
Last month, authorities say the 17-year-old hurled homophobic slurs towards Sibley and his friends when they stopped to get gas. The argument escalated, and Sibley was stabbed in the chest and later died.
Safety regulators are investigating a fatal Virginia crash involving a Tesla Model Y that collided with a semi-truck. Auto reporter Jeff Gilbert.
There was no sign that either the driver or the vehicle automation system recognized the truck before the collision. This is one of 23 fatalities that have in one way or another been connected to Tesla's driver assistance systems.
This is California regulators vote to allow two rival robo-taxi services to operate throughout San Francisco at all hours despite some local opposition. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
As goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bride.
And apparently, Maggie Dawn, Big Newton lover of the Maggie Dawn Show.
I was so offended, Jane. You know how much I love and admire you. You're like my freaking radio hero. And then to hear you bash my Newton.
It's still bad.
You want the cakey part cakey. You want the jammy part jammy. That is like bringing me back.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bride. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bride.
Because I joined last night and I'm hopeful.
Wow.
I'm hopeful that it is more fun than Twitter has been lately, because Twitter has not been that fun lately.
I do wish it weren't those two.
I know. It's a weird thing to be cheering for Mark Zuckerberg right now.
I'm choosing between the Joker and the Penguin. This is not a winning solution.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattenair. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time, apparently, that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox News. Well,
well, I just hope they don't get to the Captain Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio with Dom and Crute. Weekdays 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org.
Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
We're here!
Whoa! That was fast!
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.